very, very pleased to see this additional funding that is going to be coming forth from New York State.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz says health officials are taking on the opioid addiction crisis in a way similar to how Franklin Roosevelt took on the Great Depression. They're throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks, so to speak. Erie County will receive $16 million from Albany, which has committed a total $213 million statewide for the expansion of treatment, recovery, and prevention programs. It's not just about making beds available. Ann Constantino of Horizon Health Services points out it's also making sure there are enough people to work on the front lines. She admits they deserve more pay, but that's easier said than done.
The revenues associated with this level of this type of treatment, community-based treatment of any kind, a mental health treatment as well, the revenues don't really support the cost of operation. And if staff is your biggest cost, then it's reflected in their salaries, which is unfortunate.
Several state lawmakers were present to announce funding and to express support for the families with loved ones battling addiction. Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes took the opportunity to announce that a bill will soon be drafted that requires New York to expand training opportunities to teach individuals how to administer the opioid antidote naloxone, also known as Narcan.
People who are sick with this disease, they should have access to it too. And their loved ones, people who are around them, should know how to administer it. And so much like years ago we were all taught how to do CPR, we should all be taught how to administer Narcan.
Last month in Erie County, an especially lethal batch of heroin laced with fentanyl was blamed for 7 fatal overdoses within a 24-hour span. Officials say from 2010 to 2015, drug-related deaths increased by 256%. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.